Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. This week's program has been a little more of a challenge since I'm breaking in both a new computer and a new recording program. In light of the current situation, I thought I'd share a poem I put together about three computers ago. The best laid plans of mouse and modem aren't worth used oats if you can't decode them. I've risen early. I'll be nobody's fool. This shouldn't be tough, cause it's just a tool, but I've punched all the keys. In fact, I've punched them all twice. I've called this brain box things that weren't very nice. I'll go fetch the missus. Her powers I have seen. She just has a way with each household machine. From the microwave oven to the new cordless phone, they obey her commands, and their power is her own. I gently shake her shoulder to wake her from her sleep. She rolls right back over, makes hardly a peep. Makes just one statement, the words cut like a knife. I would never expect this from my sweet little wife. I stand all alone, my confidence shook. She said, "Do what I do, dear. Go read the book." It's hard to believe I've been trying hard not to figure out computers for nearly 20 years. My, how the time flies when you're having fun. Speaking of fun, I hope a bunch of you homegrown listeners can come over to North Platte next weekend for the Gospel Cowboy Gathering, taking place June 16th and 17th, Saturday and Sunday, at the Scouts Rest Ranch. Concerts will be from 5 to 7 each evening. Stephen Spalding will also lead a cowboy church service on Sunday morning from 10 till noon at the arena in front of the grandstands. Hoping the Lord blesses you real good today and that our happy trails cross again soon, I'm R.P. Smith.